I knew what was coming. There was no way around it. Cole would fight us on this. He would try to make it look like Lark was a troublemaker. I leaned into Dirt Girl's ear. He will not go down easy. Be wary.
Cole, what is going on?
She attacked me when I was trying to kill a pair of hatchlings.
Please, why would I attack you? And what is this about a hatchling?
Cole walked right into the trap we'd set. I was proud of the way Lark handled herself, the queen, and Cole.
I have a wound, and so does her friend. He tried to stop me, and I clubbed him.
You are hereby stripped of your ranks and all privileges. I see no wounds on Cactus, but he is a favored salamander in our eyes, and that you would even attack him leaves me questioning your loyalty.
We turned to see Cole sprinting away.
Stop!
Cactus pulled down the archway Cole was headed for, effectively blocking him. The Ender spun and pointed his club at Fiametta.
You bitch! You have ruined this family!
The queen would deal with him, and we would be free to go. At least, that was what I thought. Lark pulled me from her shoulder as she leapt in front of Fiametta, putting herself in danger while trying to protect me. I knew it was a good move politically, but I didn't think that was why the Terraling had done it. She'd done it because it was the right thing to do. She's going to be the death of me. After they fought, Lark turned to the queen.
Fiametta, will you allow me to question him?
You think you can make him speak without torture?
I could feel spirit flow out of her and into Cole in a thin trickle, loosening his tongue.
The first night you bedded the queen, you were searching for something in her room. What was it?
Beside me, the queen went stock still. And I knew Lark was in trouble. Fiametta unleashed a wave of lava over our heads. I felt the heat through my thick fur. It was a split-second decision I made. Shifting into my leopard form, I leapt forward to Lark. I stared at where Cole had been. Now nothing but a pile of ash and a few bits of charred bone. Lark buried a hand into the thick fur around my neck.
Thank you, Peeta.
That's four times now, Terraling.
I think you'll get at least a few more chances to pull my ass from the fire before we're out of here.
I believe you may be right.